Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Shohei Ohtani is going to be a focal point this season because he's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. I know Artie Moreno, the Angels owner, was trying to sell the team. He has now since said, you know what, he's not going to sell the team anymore. So what type of impact is that going to have on Ohtani? Will Ohtani be traded before the season, during the season? It seems like during the season right now would be the case. And Andy Martino of SNY had excellent reporting on it where, you know, we don't know definitively what's going to happen, but Andy basically said in his story that there's no way the Mets or Yankees would trade for Shohei Ohtani in season. They both inquired about Ohtani's availability a year ago. Neither team got anywhere close. And if the Angels do decide to trade him at the deadline, both the Mets and Yankees would not, in all likelihood, would not trade their prospects. And it's going to take a lot, obviously, to get him for a guy who might be a 2 or 3 month rental. And that brings me to the next part, where we've assumed that there's a, you know, because based on what happened last time, where the free agency, you know, where it wasn't obviously a total free agency, the posting fees or whatever, when he came over from Japan, the Yankees wanted him. Yankees thought they were going to get him, and they didn't. He wanted to play on the West Coast, and that's why he went to the Angels. So he already turned down New York once. Why wouldn't he do it again? Well, the reason why he might not do it again is because Steve Cohen is in play now, and you have a player who is going to have all of the richest teams in the sport vying for his services. The Dodgers, obviously, the Mets, the Yankees. You would assume these teams are all going to be in on Ohtani once he hits the open market. And if the Mets or Yankees don't trade for him, and I don't know if the Dodgers would trade for him, or if, you know, the Angels would even trade him to the Dodgers, who knows how that would work out midway through the year. But if you're Ohtani at this point, wouldn't you assume he's going to be hitting free agency? You know, it's like Judge last year. Why would you get locked up now to a long-term deal? Unless you really want to be in Anaheim. But if he talks about wanting to win, he doesn't want to be locked up long-term there. But you're 6 months away from being a free agent again. You could go wherever you want for however much money you want. Get everybody involved. Even if you're not going to go to New York, you get them involved and you drive the price up with the Dodgers or whoever it may be. But you get to pick. So I would think that regardless of where he goes at the deadline, if he goes anywhere at all, he's going to hit free agency. And I've said this all along, and I will continue to say it again. I've said this for at least, you know, the last several months, maybe even dating back to last year, where if Ohtani hits the open market, there is no one that is going to outbid Steve Cohen and the Mets. Now, that doesn't mean that Ohtani's coming to the Mets. It means that the Mets will have the highest bid. If Ohtani wants the most money and a spot where he can win, the combination of the two, the Mets will be the best spot. Now, he can win other places, and he can get a lot of money other places. It will not be the highest offer. There's no way, if he hits the open market, Steve Cohen is going to be outbid. The only way the Mets would lose that is if Ohtani doesn't want to play, or he wants to play somewhere else. Like, let's say, the Yankees. Maybe he wants to play for the Pinstripes. And maybe the Yankees have a comparable offer, although I don't think anybody is going to even come close. I think the Mets offer will be significantly more than the next guy. I don't think it's going to come down to, well, the Mets offer is $5 million more than the Dodgers or $3 million more than the Yankees. No, I think the Mets offer is going to be way beyond whatever the Yankees offer. And I'm not so sure about the Dodgers, but it'll be bigger and better than the Dodgers offer. So the only way they don't get him will be if he does want to play for either the Pinstripes or stay on the West Coast. And in that case, there's nothing you could do. And if the Mets lose out on Ohtani because of that, guess what? They're going to find another star. Whether it's Manny Machado, whether it's Juan Soto eventually. And that's the good thing. See, the Yankees already have star players. The Mets need to build a star-studded team. They have good players and a couple of stars, but not the way that the Yankees have been built consistently. Or even you look at the Dodgers, the way that they have been building their teams. Steve Cohen, and thankfully so, is going to be a guy who wants superstars. They missed out on Correa. They're going to go all in for Ohtani, which they're probably going to do anyway. And if they don't get him, there will be someone else. But it was a little discouraging or disheartening to read Andy's column and see that. I mean, it's not really anything that we didn't assume as far as the trade deadline stuff. Like, I did not assume the Mets were going to give up Francisco Alvarez and Brett Beatty to get Ohtani for a 2 or 3 month rental. But it is a little scary when you think about Ohtani potentially wanting to stay on the West Coast or even with the Angels. Because that's one guy who, you know, look, now if you're a Mets fan, obviously the Yankees too, but the Yankees are going to be limited here because they already just paid Aaron Judge a mega contract, right? So, you know, I doubt the Yankees are going to be in the vicinity of the Mets in this particular case with Ohtani if he hits free agency. Plus, they already have stars, as we were saying. You want right now, if you're a Mets fan, all these guys to become available. The way that Mookie Betts was available. If that happened under Steve Cohen, the Mets might have Mookie Betts instead of the Dodgers. Any big name that becomes available, the Mets are now in play. And it's just a matter of time before they get another one or two.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.